Hello, and thanks again for your call. It's Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff here. I'd like you to turn to Joel chapter 2. Let's look at a promise. Let's look at a possibility. Let's look at the missing element of most Christianity. Here it says in chapter 2, there at the end of the chapter, he's stating some of the last events before the terrible day of the Lord. And it says in verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Here God is saying, in the midst of the end time rebellion, he wants to revive and fill those who would be hungry. He would pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, and there would be prophecy and dreaming and visions. There would be signs, there would be wonders. Now, if you'll remember, on the day of Pentecost, Peter got up and preached. And Peter quoted from the book of Joel, whether by memory or he had a scroll there, I cannot tell. But he referred to the Pentecostal outpouring there in the upper room as a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. And it says here in the book of Acts, chapter 2, we'll just read chapter 2 parts of it for you in the book of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here we have, they've obeyed Jesus by going and waiting, and now the Spirit has come. It has sounded first like a sound from heaven, like that of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And then there was these cloven tongues that were sitting over them. And then the men were touched, and they were filled with the Spirit of God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in languages and glorifying God. They begin to speak in these tongues. And then the community had an uproar. What is this? What is going on? And Peter stood up and began to preach the gospel. And he said that these men were not drunk. He's telling them, look what time of day it is. But he said, this is the prophecy of Joel being fulfilled. And he read that same passage I just read. And then he went on to preach one of the world's greatest sermons that were ever preached. And there was a promise in this book of Acts that said that this Spirit outpouring was not just for them, but it was for them, their children, those that are afar off, as many as the Lord God shall call. And I just want to ask you something. This promise of receiving an infilling of the Holy Ghost subsequent or after salvation is a very biblical thing. I'm afraid that there's been too many times we're afraid of what it might produce in us that we've ignored the greatest and missing element of Christianity today. Christianity is more than just a cross on your wall or your church steeple or hanging around your neck or on your t-shirt or on your bumper sticker. Christianity is the reality of Christ living inside of a believer. And I believe when we're all saved, we get a measure of faith and we get a portion of the Spirit. But the Bible continually speaks of a filling and an infilling. And I believe that there's something subsequent to your salvation experience. If you'll read your Bible, and it says they were all filled. And it says that this promise of being filled, not just dosed, not just touched, but filled, is something that nobody in this hour wants to touch. But I just want to be one that would say, read your Bible, read the book of Acts, and let's don't be afraid of God filling us with the Holy Ghost. And you know, a lot of things that we do in Christianity are kind of offensive and embarrassing. The world doesn't like them. They don't like modesty. They don't like the doctrines that teach us to separate from uncleanness and be intolerant of sin. The preaching of the cross is foolishness. So why should we be afraid to have some supernatural manifestation of God's power and God's Spirit? Whether it be speaking the Word of God with boldness, whether it be speaking in tongues, whether it be some other manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I want to be what the Bible says. If the Bible says they did this or did that, I want to be more like the Bible. I don't want to make my own kind of Christianity. So I just want to ask you a question. Do you have the power of the Holy Ghost living in you? Are you baptized? Not just saved or touched. Are you really baptized? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? And has there been some evidence of that in your life? Now, you know what I think the most real evidence of the Holy Ghost living in a man will be? I think the man will be humble. I think humility's got to be one of the greater signs of the Spirit of God. But yet, the Bible does speak of the tongues. It speaks of the healing. It speaks of the boldness. It speaks of a shaking. There's a lot. I just challenge us. Let's be biblical. Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Let's seek the Lord. Let's ask God to fill us. Let's don't be afraid of real Christianity. God bless your day. Keep your heart with all diligence. Believe the Word of God. You have a wonderful day. 099 would open up the voicemail if you'd like to leave a message. In Jesus' name.